Sometimes, when we meet people who are very important, we have to use a particular title, you know. So when we see Nick here, we would say, "Hello, Your Reverendship, how are you?" Well, something like that. You get the gist, don't you, anyway? So I wonder, I'm going to test you to see how polite you all are. So we're going to have pictures come up, and I want you to shout out, including the young people who will probably help the older people anyway, I want you to shout out what title you would use if you were to meet them in Tesco's or Sainsbury's or wherever you do your shopping. So we're going to have a look at them. So the first one. Your Majesty, do we agree with that, everyone? Yeah, absolutely. Someone wants to say, what about the next one then? Aye, aye, Captain, that'll do absolutely fine. Yes, we'll pray later. How about this one then? Reverend, Grace, anything else? Vicar, maybe Canon, as long as he doesn't get fired. Anyway, there we go. So we have three. They do not get better, as you well and truly know. How about this one then?
Doctor.
Doctor, you can call him Doctor, absolutely right. And the final, oh, that's not that one. We will use the proper title, if you don't mind. You were called Prime Minister, yes, as people relate to him as Prime Minister. And, you know, thank you. So, you know, we use these different titles when we meet people. And sometimes we meet people in different ways.
Thank you.
They were getting together. I wonder how you would address Jesus if you were invited to that meal. It says they went and Jesus was invited and they sat around the table. I wonder, what would you say to Jesus? Give me a clue. Rabbi? Teacher? Lord, I heard? Any other? Have you got one? Shout it out for him. Oh, he's gone all shy. Now, I bet if I was Nick, you'd be shouting it. So, I cannot pretend to be Nick, sorry. So, yes, I wonder there used to be an old poem, and I can't remember it, but it goes on for a while. But anyway, the gist of it is, if Jesus came to my house, what would I do? Would I have to turn the program off I'm looking, hide the magazine I'm reading? What would I have to do if Jesus came to my house? And it's worth thinking about, because Jesus did go to the rabbi's house and people did come and meet him. And that's just something we're going to think about a little bit later. So she came and she bought an alabaster box of perfumes. Wonderful story of a meal. There was a meal there. And with that meal came that woman, and she bought a lovely smell. So first of all, if you've got one of these sheets for all your young people, we mention about food. So I want them to look at the first top line and just have a look about that. If they want to draw something on the back or write something down, that's absolutely fine, because we're going to think about this meal that these people came to. And Jesus was there at this meal, and they all gathered around for this meal. Now I want to ask you, who likes to go out for a meal? Absolutely. Who would prefer to stay at home and slave over the oven for 3 or 4 hours? No? You didn't put your hand up, Paul. No? Okay, we'll move on anyway. So what's your favourite meal?
My next one.
Your next one. I agree with that one. Yes. So it wasn't the last one then. So what was wrong with that one? You know, you put your wife sitting there too. Well, so what is your favourite meal?
Kung Pao chicken.
Chicken. Sorry? My dad says. Anything else? Well, you know what your favourite one is, that's absolutely. Well, they went to have a meal, and Jesus was there, but you know, someone, quite surprising, asked Jesus, I'm going to keep this a bit. Someone asked Jesus to go to the house, and this man who asked Jesus was a man called a Pharisee. Which is a strange, strange name, but he was a Pharisee, there he is, well, he probably looked something like that. And they were very, very religious people from a Jewish sect. And one thing is that they didn't really like Jesus and his teaching. So the question I'm asking, and you won't know the answer unless you can tell me, because I don't know it, is why did he invite Jesus for a meal? I mean, would you invite someone for a meal who you didn't like?
Yes.
I mean, if I was inviting someone for a meal, I would want to invite someone I liked very much. And so would you too. But here was this Pharisee who invited Jesus. Perhaps he just wanted to talk and ask Jesus a few questions. You know, Jesus is such an interesting person that people want to know more about him. So they were out for a meal, and there was Jesus, and there would have been a room full of people just wanting to ask Jesus questions. So there they were, having a meal, sitting around, enjoying the food, asking questions, and in popped a woman. We've heard about that already. This lady popped in, totally uninvited. Uninvited. And in came this woman. And so people, if you've got one of these sheets, you're now kind of looking at the middle line, which asks, how would you feel if Jesus came to your house? And there she was, and this woman came. So it's rather interesting, because the person who invited Jesus didn't really probably like his teaching, and the woman who came, well, she's identified in the Bible as a sinner, someone who didn't like her. So this is an interesting meal, isn't it? I wonder what the conversation was. The person who invited Jesus probably just wanted to ask a lot of questions and probably trip him up. And now in comes a woman who's a sinner and nobody likes either. This is setting up for a fun meal, isn't it? And the Bible says. But when she came in, she did something rather strange in this meal. Normally, when you come for a meal, you'd walk in, wouldn't you, and you'd sit down. But this woman didn't just sit down at the meal. She came and she went straight to Jesus. She went straight to the honoured guest. No one invited her. We started off, didn't we, saying, what would you call people? You know, we saw all those people and we call your majesty or vicar or captain or whatever it might be. But she didn't go to Jesus and say, hello, Lord, or anything like that. She just came and she did a few things. First of all, she went to his feet. Now, the Bible says she stood up, but she must have gone down on her knees. Jesus would have been on the couch, so it would have been sort of mid-level to her. And the first thing she did is just hugged his feet. Now, I don't know about you, but if you went to greet someone, which part of their body would you reach for? Probably your hands, that's right. How many of you would say, let me shake your foot? But she did. She went straight to the foot of Jesus. You see, to go to the foot of someone, to bow down, shows them reverence. Shows them that you count them as very special people. And I wonder, what is it like, everyone, when you come to Jesus? You just come to him and say, hi there, I need this, 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 and this, 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 and if you don't give me, I won't believe you anymore. Some people do that. Some people just give a shopping list and say, that'd be very nice, Lord. And some people just come, and before they do that, or even if they don't do that, they just come and worship. Because that's what this lady did. And this lady wasn't a member of a church. She wasn't even a Baptist. She just came, and she worshipped Jesus, came to his feet. And then she wiped his feet with her hair. First of all, she came, and tears came as she went to his feet. So moved she was that tears came out of her eyes. I wonder what it's like when we worship Jesus. Do tears come from our eyes? Do love flow from our hearts? Do worship comes from our lips? Well, she went and worshipped him. So much so that tears came from her eyes. So the second thing she did, well, she didn't have a towel. So she wiped her tears from his feet with her hair. Something that was very special to women, particularly at that time. Hair was very important. Nice, long hair. And she used the most important thing she had to wipe Jesus' feet from the tears that she'd shed out of her love and of her worship for someone who she really didn't know. Here's this woman, a great surprise as she walked in and she did these things. She walked in. She washed her feet with her tears. The tears that came from her eyes. She wiped her feet with her hair. She gave something of herself to Jesus. She wiped his feet with her hair. She worshipped him in a very personal way. Do we worship Jesus in a personal way? Or do we just read something and that'll do it? Or is there something more special? Then last, she anointed his feet with very expensive oil. None of the things that these children smell oil that was very expensive in a pot which was very precious to her. An alabaster pot box was very special, very expensive, and out came very expensive oil. And I'm sure some of them were sitting there saying, what on earth are you doing, you stupid thing? Why don't you just leave it now? Fancy pouring all that expensive oil all over the feet of Jesus. She gave everything that she had. What do we give to Jesus, everybody? Not just the children. Challenge yourself. Do we just give a little, or do we open up our alabaster box of special things and pour them at the feet of Jesus? She came there and she did these special things. And people, of course, then moan. But first of all, I want to ask, whoops, this Pharisee. Jesus asked the Pharisee a question at this point. He said, what do you see? What do you see, Simon? You've invited me, a teacher, to come and talk, and this woman's walked in. What do you see when you look at this woman? You see, when Jesus looked at that simple woman, I know what he saw. He saw a child of God. He saw someone he loved very, very much. He saw someone who was very, very precious. He saw someone who just needed his love so much. But Simon, what do you see? What do you see when someone totally uninvited walks into your meal? Now, in those days, that wasn't unusual. If you had a special meal, particularly if you had a special guest, people would just pop in. They just would walk through the door and come in and help themselves. We lived in Wales at one time, and people just kind of did that. And if you had eaten a meal, you shared it with them, whatever. People just walked in. But this wasn't just a woman. This was someone who everyone knew was a sinner. It was identified. She was a sinner, not a nice person. So Simon, when you look at this person, what do you see? Jesus saw love. I want to ask the children, when you go back to school, or when you meet your friends out on the street, and they're not very nice, and one of their friends come, and they're not very nice, what do you see when a not very nice child comes along? I wonder what you see. Do you see and think to yourself, I'm not going to play with that person? Or do you think to yourself, this person looks a bit strange. This child looks different to me. I think they're not a good child. But I'm going to love them like Jesus would. I wonder if that's what you do, children. Then you can go home and ask your parents the same question. What would you do? What do you see when you look at different people? People who perhaps aren't very nice. And finally, there was a meal. There was this woman, there was a moan. People moaned because they didn't want this woman there. They groaned, they complained. Now I'm sure you're all used to this. I want to hear from all the children and the grown-ups as well. Can you give me a good moan? Pretend that you're watching your favorite video game or playing with your best friend and mum shouts out, come home, you're going to have a meal of sprouts. Yes. Now give me a moan. You can tell the age of people. Excuse my voice. Some say that'll be lovely, and the children all moaned. And they moaned. They moaned because it wasn't going quite how they want. Excuse me. There was a moment. There was a meal, there was a visitor, there was a moment, a meal. There was a moment when this woman came and washed Jesus' feet. There was a moan. A meal, a moment, and a moan. People moaned at this special meal because it wasn't like they wanted.